Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rob Zachary Show. How is everybody doing? Well, Bernie got burned. Bernie got torched. Okay? Bernie got torched. Bernie got lit up. Bernie got done dirty. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So Hillary Clinton is the nominee. She's it. And the media, oh, my God. The media. You know, it's funny. Everyone in the media acted as if this came out of the blue. They did. They acted as if this came out of the blue. This is a historic night. The people were next to me and they were weepy-eyed. And yeah, this is. It was as if they were having an orgasm. I swear. You even had Republican pundits, Republican commentators talking about a feeling that came over them. By no means are they going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but a feeling came over them, and it was like, wow, we've done something that other countries have done, and just a while ago, women couldn't vote. I mean, it was, you know. And see, to girls like my girlfriend, A, they don't like Hillary Clinton. They don't see her as an everyday woman's woman. Seriously. Listen, I'm 43. My girlfriend's 26. I have a little insight into the thinkings of the millennial generation. I have a little insight into the thinking of women that are in their 20s. And they don't look at Hillary Clinton as this beacon of accomplishments. You know, they're sitting there looking at Hillary Clinton and they're listening to the pundits and the different media people going, oh, this is the glass ceiling and a woman can, oh my God. And they're sitting there going, well, you're acting as if women are slaves. Women are inside cages. Women are being treated as if they are living in Saudi Arabia. You have people like Beyonce and women like her that are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Taylor Swift, and they dominate the media culture. They dominate fashion. They dominate and earn more money. They have more prestige than men. I mean, Beyonce is bigger than, Beyonce, Taylor Swift. I mean, the list goes on. The list goes on and on and on of women that have shattered this glass ceiling and goosebumps. And, So the young women don't look at this as, we did it. We finally did it. They just don't. They don't look at a 70-year-old career politician who has done everything, everything. Everything. In every aspect of her life to get to this moment. The corruption, I mean, you know, it is amazing. It really is amazing. It really is amazing. And what was even more amazing was to watch this whole women and glass ceiling and we did it and women did it and it's all about pride. And then here comes Bill Clinton walking on stage. Here comes Bill Clinton walking on stage. A guy that does a mess in presidential towels and has his Secret Service detail throwing the towels away full of mess and woman's lipstick. Not from Hillary and not from Monica Lewinsky. Other strange that would come in and out of the Oval Office. And Hillary dealt with all of that to get to this. That's why young women, that's why women like my girlfriend don't have this tingle inside them. Oh, the glass ceiling. Ah. I mean, if you look at Hillary Clinton's career, it's been based off of Bill Clinton. It's been based off of Bill Clinton. It's been listen, every aspect has been about Hillary Clinton one day being the first woman president. That's what it's all been about. What it's all been about. When you hear people go, she's an accomplished politician. She was a senator. Listen, it was all given to her. It really was. And this isn't taboo to say. This isn't a Republican bashing Hillary. It was given to her. The New York Senate seat was given to her. No different. No, and it happens with men. It happens with well-connected men. But it was given to her. It was given to her. A senator retired, okay? The seat became open. And so the path was clear. The path was clear. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton moved to New York so that she could become a resident, so that she could run for the seat. Remember, Bill Clinton set up his offices there after he got out of the White House. Was it in Harlem? something like that. Something like that. Seat became open. And the Democrats said, listen, we will not oppose you. We will not have anyone strong run against you. We will put all of our resources into you. We will back you. We will do everything in our power to make you the senator from New York. Chuck Schumer played a huge part. I mean, it's just like out here in California with Kamala Harris. Barbara Boxer made the announcement, I'm retiring after this term. I'm retiring. It's over. There wasn't a mad rush of highly qualified people to run for that seat. You basically had Kamala Harris, who was already in the government. I think she was the attorney general or you know, the state's attorney, something like that. And they basically said, okay, you're going to be the next senator. I mean, Loretta Sanchez got no support. She got no juice. It was predetermined from the start. You're going to be the replacement for Barbara Boxer. That's it. It's that whole you're next in line or you have the political power, the political capital. So that's all Hillary Clinton had. And it was all set so that she could eventually run for president in 08. And then Obama came out of nowhere. That's the thing. If the whole we made history, first woman to be nominated for a major political party, you know, if it wasn't Hillary Clinton, you could legitimately go, wow, kind of special. This kind of makes you tingle just a little. If it was a woman that just kind of came out of nowhere, all of a sudden, here's this woman, 52 years old, 48 years old. She's energetic and she's got a vision and just the whole package, the whole Obama-like package. Remember, Obama came out of nowhere. Remember, he came out of nowhere. And when he won, he actually got moderates and Republicans to vote for him. There was actually Republicans who voted for Obama. You actually had people that had the whole, this is a special moment in our history, first black president. You had people with the whole tingly feeling. You had people going, wow, we made history. This is incredible. And Democrats are trying to do the same thing with Hillary Clinton. It's just not working. That feeling is not there. Feeling is not there. This is a manufactured nomination. It's a manufactured candidate. She was supposed to win in 08, and the people rejected her. And the people rejected her now. Last night, Bernie Sanders is talking and is, you know, we're going to fight on, but I called Secretary of State. The crowd erupted in boos. And the Democrats and the media bigwigs, because remember, they all want Hillary Clinton. Remember what happened Thursday, or my bad, Monday. Remember what happened Monday. They called the election. AP, CNN, MSNBC, they all called the election Monday. They all called the election. They all said, Hillary Clinton is the nominee. She has the delegates needed. And people went, well, what about California? Ah, you don't need to vote now. It's over. It's a waste of time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Done. It's over. So this year, they all got together. I know when I say that, people go, that didn't happen. Listen, yes, they didn't all sit in a room at one time. It's not how it works. But they got together individually. They passed notes like it was in grammar school, passing notes. And they said, okay. We had a black president for 8 years. We can't come back. We can't come back at 2016 with an old white dude. Can't do that. We can't do that. So we got to have Hillary. Other people run that are attractive. She's going to lose. So we have to freeze everybody out. And they went, well, we can't freeze everybody out. We can't do that. Everybody's already saying we've anointed her before we've had any primaries or before we've done anything that we're supposed to do. And they went, yes, okay. When we say freeze everybody out, you can let some people in. But anybody that's really attractive, they have to be frozen out. They have to be told, hey, if you want a career in politics, if you want to have any shot of ever doing anything more than what you're doing now, you're not going to run. It's not your time. And the ones to let in are less attractive than Hillary. So set that up. So what did we get? Lincoln Chafee? Martin O'Malley? Hello, look at the Irish. Jim Webb? I'm Jim Webb. Bernie Sanders and Hillary. Remember in 08, you had a slew of candidates. Some bad, but some good. Looked like the Republican field. Back in 08, what was there, 12? Didn't they start with 12, 13? Something like that. I mean, think about it. You had just Hillary, Obama, and Biden. Just them three. That's a real choice. And this year, what'd you have? Exactly. They made it look like it was a legitimate primary. They made it look like Hillary Clinton wasn't anointed. So we all knew she was going to get the nomination. And even as Bernie Sanders won delegates in one state, there was no way, absolutely no way, no way he was ever going to get the nomination. That's what's sad. Seriously, that's what's sad. I feel bad for all the Bernie supporters because they wasted their time for the last 9 or 10 months. They really did. They wasted their time. They wasted their money. They wasted their energy. It's all wasted because right out of the gate, every single super delegate went to Hillary Clinton. So right out of the gate, she started 400-0. Right out of the gate, 400-0. And then they went through the motions. And the fact, and listen, Sanders knows You know, he knows. He knows. He knows it's over. And he knew when he started. He knew when he started that they weren't going to let him win the nomination. So he went through the motions. The DNC went through the motions. Hillary went through the motions. And the media went through the motions. Remember, everybody makes money. You got to have a primary because everybody makes money. It's all about money. Couldn't have just anointed Hillary. Couldn't have done that. Even the look. So you know, take away just the look. Take that away. Take away the undemocratic process. The money. They had to do it because of the money. The debates. Money. The rallies. Money. The ads. Money. The workers. Money. The different states and the different buildings that were rented and the money, money, money. All money. And poor Bernie supporters are like, we're going to win. We're going to win. And there's Bernie going, send me money. Send me money. You know, we touched on it the other day. There was a report that came out that said 25%. 25% of the money. 25% of the money that Bernie collects are from people who are on welfare or they're on unemployment. The money he gets are from people who are getting assistance from the government in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not disparaging them. I'm not doing anything like that whatsoever. I'm just making a point. You have people that need assistance from the government. They need assistance from the government to get by. And they're taking that money, taxpayer dollars, and giving it to Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. But he's really not running for president because it was all a work. It was all a scam. So the government got a piece of the money back that they give to people who get benefits or give the, you know, welfare or whatever. What a scam. And all these people are told, Bernie's got a shot. Bernie's going to win. But a revolution. Look at the re-. And they're like, yeah. So if it was anybody else, if it was any other woman, there would be this tingle. At least more of a tingle than in Donna Brazil. Or Van Jones, who's got to wipe tears from his eyes. Oh, this is a historic. It's Hillary. What's historic? This was set up a year ago. It was set up a year ago. A year ago. Said, okay, you're going to be the nominee. And we're going to put you in the White House. That's it. Oh, the glass ceiling. We've done it. We made history. Look, all you. I mean, that's the that's the. Think about it. That's the slogan. Look at women. Look what you can do. Look. You got millions of young women going. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We know women that are successful. We already know this. We're surrounded by women every day that are successful. We're surrounded by women every day. We are Hillary Clinton isn't just some woman that rose from a cage in a basement, and now she's gonna free all the women everywhere. Women all over the United States have jobs, make lots of money. Some don't, okay, all right, but, you know, to act as if this is the 1940s is silly. It's just silly. And it doesn't resonate with young women. Doesn't resonate with young women. Young women are like looking at their grandma. They are. My girlfriend's 26. Her mom is 52. Her grandmother is 74. So my girlfriend goes, it's like my grandma. And I talk to my grandma once a month because she's just out of touch with the world. My girl goes, it's just not special. Her friends. She's got two friends. One's 28. The other one is 30. And both of them are on the East Coast. And both of them are voting for Trump. Two young women voting for Trump on the East Coast. They despise Hillary. They don't see this as some historic moment. They see this as a woman who used a man to get where she is. I mean, my girlfriend says it. Her friends say it. Listen, you're with somebody that cheats on you. Okay, you forgive them. They cheat on you again. Okay. Strong marriage. You forgive them. That's all forgivable, you know. And two, you know, you're pushing it. Maybe three, you're really pushing it. But look at the history of the Clintons. Look at the history going back to the 80s. I mean, seriously, from the Jennifer Flowers, to the Paula Joneses, to the Juanita Broadricks. I mean, just look at all of this stuff. This is a woman who said, I'm not going to leave you, because if I leave you, I lose my political mojo. I lose this political empire. I lose all this money. I lose everything. I lose everything. So I'm going to stay with you because I need you to make me the president of the United States. What the hell kind of strong woman is that? What the hell? If she was a real strong woman, soon as they got out of the White House, she would have said, F you. I don't need you. You embarrassed me for the last 25 years. You're disgusting. She would have gotten divorced. And it would have been Hillary Rodham. But she didn't. She didn't. And Bill Clinton has carried on doing exactly what he did in the White House, what he did before the White House, still to this day. I mean, there's pictures of Bill Clinton out there with porn stars. I mean, the guy's flying on a pedophile's jet 20-something times. I mean, the guy goes out with a woman named the Energizer. Hillary leaves the house. She goes somewhere. I don't know, maybe she goes get a pack of throat lozenges or something to fix that weird cough she has. And this woman, the Energizer, pops in through the back door. I mean, all of this goes on. So when someone like my girlfriend, who's up on politics, she's up on current events, she knows the history of the Clintons. She's done some research after I gave her all the cliff notes. Because remember, she was a baby for the Clinton era. She was a teeny tiny baby. She was a tadpole. So when these women read the history, they just shake their head. And they go, how could she talk about strong women? How could she talk about glass ceilings? How did she talk about all of this stuff? How? She doesn't have, I mean, there's nothing for her to stand on as it pertains to this. At one point, my girlfriend turned off the TV and was disgusted when she was watching CNN and Anderson Cooper had people on and they're talking about all the men in the audience that had their daughters on their shoulders waiting for history. And my girl's like, wow. Wow. All these little girls sitting on their dad's shoulders watching a woman who is just a really really nasty person. I mean, she really is. She really is. She just really is. Just a nasty person. Go through the history of Hillary Clinton. For every good thing Hillary Clinton did, she's helped this group, or she's helped for every group or every child that's been fought for. There's 10, 15 just shady, nasty things. Just shady, nasty, real sleazy things that she's done or she's been involved with. And here's little girls on dad's shoulders. Look, honey, you're witnessing history. Look, who's that? Oh, that's our former president. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he can't tell the little girl just how sleazy and nasty the former president was. So my girl just turned off. She goes, I can't watch this. She goes, watching Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and knowing their history, and it's like watching a Real Housewives. She said that. She goes, it's like watching Real Housewives. It's like watching. So, I don't know. I guess you'd call me a sexist. You can call me a sexist. Whatever liberals call Republicans, whatever the sexist and. You know, the list goes on and on, but No one wanted Hillary in 08. They don't want her this cycle. The only reason we have her is because this time the Democrats didn't run anybody against her. Bernie Sanders had no shot from the beginning. This was all subterfuge. It was all BS. It gave the impression like there was some type of competition. There was no way, no how, Hillary Clinton was not going to be the nominee. I mean, they pulled out every, rather it was making the debates on weekends and making sure it was limited to five. Remember, in 08, there was like 20-something debates. This time around, there was like five. Imagine that. Imagine going from 20 to five. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And out of those five, I think, I don't know, half of them, or it was six debates. I don't even. It definitely wasn't more than six. And I think three of them, two or three of them, were on the weekend. two or three of them were on the weekend, and the other two were on like holiday weekend or holiday weeks, like I don't know, like 2 days before Christmas or something insane like that. I mean, they were placed in schedules to get the least amount of people watching. I mean, just look at all of this email stuff and look at all the dealings that have been going on with the Clinton Global Foundation, the Bill Clinton charity. All the money that funneled into that organization while Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. I mean, no Republican would have been allowed to do that. You realize that. You realize that. If Condoleezza Rice, listen, if Condi Rice had a husband who had a charity, okay, and that charity solicited funds from groups and countries and people that did business directly with the United States, and everything went through Condi's office, I mean, forget about it. People would be in jail right now. Seriously, people would be in jail right now. People would be in jail for corruption. People would be in jail for corruption. But somehow, the Clintons always get away. It's like, it's almost as if, and now I know this is very, very conspiratorial, very Alex Jonesy, but it's almost as if the Clintons take the tens of millions of dollars that, I mean, they make hundreds of millions, but they take tens of millions and they hire the best investigators. I'm serious. The best investigators, the best phone tapping equipment, and they get dirt on slews of people, and then in turn, either stuff doesn't get reported, stuff gets swept under the rug. Or people just turn their eyes. I mean, I know that's very conspiratorial, but seriously, the amount of stuff that they've been involved with over the last 30 years, and the fact that none of it ever makes its way to the public. I mean, yes, there's stuff that you know, trickles out there. But for the most part, a lot of this stuff never sees the light of day. And if it sees the light of day and it's in a book or it's on the internet, the site is labeled a fringe kook site. The book is labeled fiction and gets buried in the kook book section. It's amazing that they have gotten away with all. I mean, they are the House of Cards. They really are. Kevin Spacey is Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton is the wife. They really are. I mean, they really are. I don't know. Going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but all right, let's take a break. But there's the big news: Hillary Clinton, she's the nominee. Oh my God, go figure. She's the nominee. How did this happen? How did this happen? How did this? Oh my God. We didn't see this coming. Man, I'm telling you, you should have seen. Well, I'm sure some of you saw. If you listen to the show and you watch the show, you're into politics. Man, CNN, holy schmoly. I mean, I wondered if they had a plastic sheet on the ground. Did they? I mean, the oh, man, they just, oh God, oh the first, oh, even Anna Navarro, she was excited. You know what I got today, world? You know I got the. It's impossible for somebody that's lived in this country for 40 years to still talk like that. It's just impossible. Okay? It's just impossible. I got a brother-in-law, okay, who's 53. I think, in that area. He came to the United States from Italy when he was like 12. Didn't speak a lick of English. Didn't speak a lick. I'm not. Today, when you talk to him, you would never be able to, ever be able to tell that he... learned English. You would never be able to tell that he actually had to study and go to classes. He doesn't sound like going down there acting like that, you know. That's either a put on. I'm serious. When people have that dialect, it's either a put on or they are stupid. It's either a put on or they're stupid. Because after 40 years in the United States, there's no way you still have the accent. And then I got all tingly for Hillary Clinton. And you know, get out of here. She is the most annoying commentator in the history of CNN. They're so liberal. They really are. This whole panel, it was just nothing but liberal extremists. They're extremists.